I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to The Masked Singer, episode 11. We are at the final eight. I'm your host, Bria Williams, a super fan since season one. And we have Trina Dong, who is a super fan since the Korean Masked Singer.
Yes, ma'am.
And then, of course, you guys know Rob from last week, the mastermind of all things music. What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's going on? Yes, I am here.
Well, you guys, we have a lot to cover. As you guys know, we are still in quarantine mode, so you guys know what the drill is. We are in our homes, but yes, we have a lot to cover today. We had a battle amongst the masks tonight. Of course, we have our special game that we always love to play, and then we'll conclude it up with our predictions. So let's just get into it. Trina, what's up?
I thought it was a fun show because of the battle. And so that makes it way more fun that there are different things happening throughout. And I thought it went fast. I thought everybody did a pretty good job. And I was mostly impressed by the turtle, but we'll talk about it later.
Yeah. Rob?
Yes, I was, I'm glad you, Trina, I'm glad you brought up the way how it was smooth and how it was running fast. Yes, it was. I love the setup that they have, you know, with the face-offs. And we got, we heard some of the best, like, performances this round. I really, really dug this episode.
I'm on the same boat as you guys. I like how they switched it up with the battle and they didn't like overwhelm us with singers tonight. We focused on like four people and really got into them and then could really move on. I know we have some other folks in the chat that always have their opinion and give us love too. So Trina, what's up with the chat?
Yes. The chat tonight, of course, we have Tara Balt in there with us. I think we have a few more that haven't spoken up quite yet, but I will be on the watch and I'm sure that they will go head to head with Rob in our game tonight. So everybody in the chat, let us know you're here. Talk to us throughout and I'll be here for you.
Yes. Thank you guys for always making us the ESPN of TV talk. We can't do this without you, especially during this time. So thanks for always tuning in and showing us love. We're showing it right back to you. So yes. Let's get into the competition tonight. So we had the Night Angel versus the Kangaroo. Okay, so the Night Angel sang, I'm just going to talk about what the Night Angel sang and the Kangaroo sang, and then you guys can just go at them. So the Night Angel sang, Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain, and then the Kangaroo sang, No Air by Jordan Sparks.
Let's start with the Night Angel, yeah?
Yep.
So I thought she sounded a lot different than normal. I'm one of the people that has no idea who she is and also doesn't know who the person that everybody thinks she is either. And so with what she was doing with her voice, I couldn't tell if she was shaky and nervous or that was technique. Maybe Rob can help me out with it, with that. Tell me what was happening. But I think she was just really nervous. No?
I can't help you out with that. That's between Night Angel and the rest of the angels in musical heaven. That voice tonight was a little weird. I never heard her sing like that, you know?
Yeah.
The way she sounded in previous songs is different, you know, a lot more fierce, a lot more soul, you know, power.
You know?
This one had a lot of restraint in it. And I mean, I still thought it was a great performance or a good performance, but I felt like it could have been better. I felt like she was holding back a little bit.
So, okay, so this is what I think the Night Angel was going to do. So I'm referring to the Night Angel as Candy Burris because I'm just 100% sure that.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, there you go.
I'm with you.
So I love Candy Burris. So I don't want to, you know, I don't even want to say anything bad. It just wasn't the night for the Night Angel. I think it was the song choice. I think that she's trying to trick us and give us variety in her song. And I also think she was trying to lean into the judges with their guesses because the judges are guessing it's Monica. And if you notice during the clue package, she put that bag is mine so they could maybe be like, that boy is mine, like Monica. So I was kind of feeling that way, but I'm still feeling 100% that it's Candy and it just wasn't the right song.
Wasn't there another boy is mine clue at the beginning, like in the first group?
Was there?
I think there was.
I don't think I remember. Clues.
but there, I think there was, and people were trying to figure out, is it Brandy? Is it Monica? Mm-hmm. And just, no, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not Brandy or Monica.
Those are very specific. They could only maybe fool us for a song-ish, and then after that, we would for sure have known.
For sure.
Yes, they would have to actively fool us, you know.
Yeah, like try like, real hard.
Those voices.
But that British accent, though, Bria, is the person that you're talking about British?
No, but Candy has a really country twang in her voice that I think that if she's trying to mistake it as something else, it could sound British, I guess you could say. Okay. But it's Candy. I just know it's Candy. So yeah.
I think so too. I'm with you.
The chat. Mm-hmm. Let me just say what the chat has to say about Night Angel. Terribald said that was just weird. And not gonna lie, I'm afraid of that angel mask. So you know, it's strange when someone sounds completely different. What are we supposed to do? We can't guess.
I know.
You even thought it was Monica, Bria, and you know it's Candy. It's very confusing.
It's Candy.
You know what? Right. I'll play Ken here for a second. Monica had a song, Angel of Mine.
Yes.
She's the night angel. So, but that's my little bit of Ken for the day.
Okay.
Sit down, Rob. Sit down.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stand up like Ken. I just said a little bit of Ken. I'm going to go full Ken.
Okay. Okay. Let's move on to the kangaroo.
Yes.
Well, thought.
Well, I thought it was interesting to sing that Jordan Sparks song because everyone was saying that it was Jordan Sparks. And I hope that after she got done singing that, everyone came to their senses and said, that is not Jordan Sparks' voice. Can all of us finally just admit that there's no way in the world that that was Jordan Sparks?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Those are my thoughts.
Yeah. I don't know about the Jordan. Yeah. I never thought it was Jordan Sparks, just to be frank. Never, ever thought. Yeah, tonight wasn't the best night for her vocals. I would say, you know, they were around a 6 or so, you know, for tonight.
Ooh.
And around a 6, 6, 7, you know. But I didn't think, I don't know, I don't think this song was the right one for her because you need power in that voice like Jordan Sparks does when her and Chris Brown sung No Air, like two
and a lot of control.
Voices. You hit it right on the head. A lot of control. And yeah, I don't think that was a good song for her. But she got through it. She did a thing. But still, I don't think it was the greatest.
Yeah.
See, I never thought the kangaroo was a singer, period. So that clue, like, this is the first time I've ever sung on stage before. I don't know why that was so shocking to the judges.
They couldn't believe it. I was like,
oh my
God. What are in the world?
Like, she has a good voice for not being a singer. I will definitely give that to her. But I definitely knew that she was not a singer. So, like, the Lala Anthony's and the Black China guesses made more sense to me versus, like, the NDREs and all of that. So
that continues to make me insane that they keep comparing that voice. Or that Robin Thicke, of all people, would compare that voice to NDREs. Unbelievable to me.
Yeah, that it blew me away, too. I always thought that was strange. Like, come on, this is NDREs, you know that voice. That's
right.
So,
well, we know amongst these two, the kangaroo was voted to go to the battle round. So then the astronaut and the turtle were up next, and the astronaut sang If I Can't Have You by Shawn Mendes, and turtle sang Let It Go by James Bay. Trina?
Well, the astronaut, everybody keeps saying Hunter Hayes, and I keep hearing it in and out. He sang the song pretty well, but I felt like he was running out of breath tonight. Hard keeping up with those notes a little bit tonight. Shawn Mendes songs are not easy to sing, especially when it's kind of just like a straight cover of it. So I don't know. I definitely think that he, I don't want to say it too soon, but got what he deserved in that battle. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. The astronaut did. Oh, no. For me, I thought the Astronaut did this song pretty well. I loved I love the runs that he went into when he was going into the chorus of the song, and I thought he executed that well. There is a little bit, I did see a little bit of a breath issue, but
yeah,
I still think he made up for it. You know, I still think he held his own with this song and did well. I really did. And I even wrote down in my notes, great voice. And then ooh, Trina comes and destroys my notes.
Well, it's not that. We're in the last, you know, couple of people, and we're expecting these people to kind of blow it out a little bit. And we know that this guy is a singer and performer. So I was just expecting more. That's all.
Yeah,
I wouldn't expect too much more. The White Tiger just went away, you know, an episode ago. So true. Anything goes for me.
See, I think I'm with Trina on the Astronaut. The Astronaut is just kind of like a character that's there. I don't really remember him week to week. It's just another mask, I think, that's there. How you guys are like, the White Turtle needs to go home. Like, I always forget about the Astronaut, or else I would be like, the Astronaut needs to go home.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we've got some words in the chat. First of all, Allison, welcome to our chat. I'm not sure we've seen you before in there, so welcome. Thanks for watching.
Yes.
Tara Balt agrees with Rob and said that he did well and that she thinks it's for sure Hunter as well.
Okay. So we have a turtle up next. Okay, I just want to say on my notes, I have, okay, Turt. I thought the turtle was so good. Jamming I had to rewind it and play it again. I was like, this is just so good. So good. I thoroughly enjoyed you, turtle. Turt.
Oh god.
Turt.
This brought me so back to my Jesse McCartney fangirl days. I transported in a second because his voice came out pretty full force this time around, and it was a really, really, really strong performance. So I'm excited, and I hope it's him, and I hope he wins.
I think he will win the turtle because this performance shows that he clearly has it all. You know, he has the best voice, I think, in his competition. And yeah, I loved his performance. I moved from coach in the turtle train to like business class, like I moved up a couple of cars, you know. Amazing performance by him. Like, I had never, like, I mean, I heard that song before, but I never like listened to it, but now I'm gonna have to go back and listen to it again, because I actually want to see who did it better, him or James Bay.
They do it differently, but it's a really, really good song.
Okay, well, between these two, the Astronaut went to the battle round. And so Kangaroo and Astronaut battled it out. What did you guys think of those performances?
Rob.
I mean, come on, the Astronaut. When the moment I saw that, I realized, you know, okay, Kangaroo and Astronaut are in this. Okay. I was already looking forward for Astronaut because he's a good singer, you know, a really good singer. And he's being put, you know, into SmackDown with Kangaroo. And with him being a good singer, he's going to want to stay there, you know. And just, I think, in the spirit of a competition and as a singer, he's going to bring it, you know, bring it out. And he did. I'm glad Kangaroo got through the SmackDown face off and she did the song all right. But it was no comparison to Astronaut for me.
Yeah, I think I have to agree. If you put them side to side as far as performance, singing, the whole package, yeah, the Astronaut killed it. But the Kangaroo really took that opportunity to like show, you know, just be free, really. She was enjoying herself. She was dancing. Like, I think that's what I was talking about lastly. Like, I think she should have been that way the entire season because she was just so like somber and sad. And like, she's not that way. I'm a huge fan of her. So I'm just like, that's who I like in you. And I'm just like, why didn't you show that all season? You'd still be her.
Yeah, she did such a, her voice even sounded so much better in the SmackDown versus and because it's a more fun song to sing and you get to punch the notes so you don't have to try so hard throughout the whole thing. So she definitely, I agree. She should have gone that route the whole time.
I know. So any last thoughts on that?
The chat says not even close of a competition.
Yeah.
But she had fun.
This last time,
it's like, for if I would have been in her position, you know, and I was singing against that astronaut, I would have had in mind, like, okay, this is my last time here. I'm just going to do my thing, have some fun, and, like, you know, just leave it all out here on the stage.
Yeah. Which I really feel like she did. So, I mean, as the listeners and viewers, I'm sure, as we keep talking about the kangaroo, she went home tonight. So,
mm-hmm.
The kangaroo was not Jordan Sparks. It was actually Jordan Woods, who, you know, she's known for being Kylie Kardashian's best friend, amongst other things as well. And what did you guys think of the reveal?
Duh. Big duh. It's her voice, guys. That's what she sounds like. But at the same time, it was cool to watch her get to reveal herself, because the judges were so all about supporting her. And I think that's really nice. And Yvette Nicole Brown was basically like, keep it going, girl. You got it. The rest of your time is yours, kind of thing. And we all know this girl has been through a lot in the public eye. Mm-hmm. And I cannot stress enough that she is a young girl. Mm-hmm. And so what she's been through versus her age is a lot. I think all of us screwed up when we were her age enough that she should get some second chances from the people. So I'm glad she got to do that.
Yeah. And I like seeing, you know, once seeing her being revealed, then I'm like looking at all the clues and stuff. And yes, there's been some, you know, she's had some rough times, you know,
yeah.
But, you know, going through those things, we all do things. Trust me, I still do stupid stuff on the day, but
100%.
But we all, you know, move from it and move forward. And actually she now the world gets to see her for something else, you know, in a positive way with their singing.
And she sounded better when she got kicked off, when she took her head off.
Yeah.
She sang way better. So that's cool, because she can sing.
Yeah.
She can.
Yeah, she can. Like I said, I'm a huge fan of Jordan. Amongst her being Kylie Jenner's ex-best friend, she's a businesswoman. You know, she's a best friend, she's a sister, she's a daughter. She's a lot of other things besides the bucket that she was placed in. And so I really think this is a great opportunity for her to step out and be out of the shadow of someone else and really step into her own and be known as Jordan Woods, and that be it, and have her branches attached to her instead of being attached to somebody else's branches. So kudos to you, Jordan. That was great. Good for you, girl.
I hope we see her doing, we saw her acting this year. She was in an episode of Grown-ish. And so I hope we see her do some other stuff where she can just keep it moving, like Yvette Nicole Brown told her to. I hope she's able to do that, because that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And with the singing, I mean, this is one of those things where she said, she told everybody she's a young, pretty much a novice singer, never sang in front of anybody. And to get up there and sing these songs, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks, you know, this may be a new avenue for her. Who knows? Maybe she could work with people, work with producers, work with vocal coaches, and actually develop their voice and actually have another career. And, you know, who knows what can come from this?
Yeah. Exactly.
For sure. Wow. The talent this season. Okay. Not the talent, but, you know, the celebrities this year are just.
Yeah.
They're high.
I know. It's crazy, because I know we know who it was, but then when you take the head off and you're like, whoa, girl, you were really doing that all those weeks.
Yeah.
We know it's you, but still it's a lot to actually be those people, and to be seeing them coming out of it is pretty wild.
Oh my goodness. Well, you guys want to get into a game?
Let's get into the game.
Let's do it.
Is Ryan here?
In the
Our
booth?
Producer,
I'm
Ryan
here.
Is
I'm here.
Here.
I'm here, guys.
Is he in person? There
so
it is.
The energy's high. Like, we're all having a fun time, right? So the theme for this the theme for this week's game is we are playing 1.5 seconds from famous songs, and you're going to guess who these singers are, just like the Masked Singer. The twist this week is I pulled sound bites from only in memoriam performances from award shows. Just to mix it up.
Oh, it's mixed.
Just to mix it up.
I guess.
So
okay. We're live, everybody.
We're live.
That's news to us too. It's,
I was news to you. So listen, just to, like, to remind you guys, because I don't know how this is gonna go. But these are very famous singers, which I've learned from the past, sometimes doesn't matter. But they might not be performing some of their own songs. They might not be performing songs they're known for. So you might be like, oh, I heard they so-and-so did a version of this. That's probably this performance. So
okay.
Let's remember those that we've lost and also play a fun game.
Jeez Louise. And also, everybody in the chat, please remember to play along with us. We know that there's a delay, a five-ish second delay of sorts, but we'll do some waiting for you if we can. But please still guess. We will keep tabs.
All right. Just stand by for one moment. Here we go. Sorry, guys, just give me 1 second. But yeah, guess in the chat. We'll give you like a 5 second runoff. But here we go for the first one right here. Oh my gosh. This one, these are all, by the way, just one more detail. These are all within the past 8 years. Just to, yeah, okay, here we go.
Okay. Trina? Oh. Demi Lovato?
And I'll play it again.
You love doing that to me.
Can you say the song again?
Rob?
Yes, Rob? Yes?
Rob.
What's the guess, Rob?
Yes. Is it Pink?
It is not Pink with an exclamation point, yeah. No. Yeah. I'll play it two more times, and then we'll start reading some from the chat.
Yeah. Oh.
I feel like I can see the person doing it. And like,
Bria. Well, then who is it?
Okay, I'll just guess.
I don't know.
Is it Kelly Clarkson?
Yes.
There's no hazel eyes here.
Oh, it's not?
Nothing behind them.
No.
What's the chat say?
Chat says they got
the
nothing.
The chat doesn't know. They don't
that
know.
Was woof. That was Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga at the 2015
dang,
Oscars.
Dang.
Yes. So,
what was she singing?
Still It Happens to You. Next track, we're going to.
Oh, that was the lyric.
This one's very gettable. If you let's hear the guesses on this one. Can you feel the love? Can you feel the love? What are we thinking?
I have no idea. Can you give us a year?
Yes, that was 2018. And that was the... Rob. That was yes, Rob.
Was that Halsey?
No. Oh, I was like, he got it.
I thought he got it.
No. Bria, do you need to hear it a few more times?
Yeah. Gosh,
Okay, here's one more clue. Here's one more clue. Because you get clues in Masked Singer. This person was nominated for best song at the Oscars last year.
Last year. I mean, nominated.
Can you feel the love? I can't. I don't know.
I can't either.
She was also nominated for Best Actress.
Oh. Last year?
That I can't reveal. That will give it away. Which just I kind of just revealed it. Yeah, she was was nominated last year.
2019, nominated for being an actor and song? And it's not Gaga because it just was?
I know. That's the only person I can think of.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure it out.
Just tell us, actually, Ryan.
Cynthia Erivo. Yes. Singing Can You Feel the Love Tonight at the In Memoriam 2018.
Wow.
Thanks. Yeah. She's so sorry, Cynthia Erivo. You're amazing. We love you. That was sad.
So this is going great. Wow. All right. We are moving right along here. It's a tie game, by the way. Going right here to the third option.
Trina.
Yes.
Billie Eilish.
Yes.
Oh,
correct.
Yeah.
In Memoriam 2020.
This year.
Academy
when
Awards.
She had a cold.
She had a cold. Trina's on the board with one.
Woo!
This one, this one's going back a little. That's my one hint. This one's going back a little. I think this might be the quickest guess from everyone here.
Love you.
Rob.
Rob got it. Damn.
What's up, Rob?
Jennifer Hudson.
Correct. Correct. Ding, ding, ding. That's right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Killed it, Rob.
1-1.
Bria, come on, join us.
Get it, get it.
Join us in the ones.
Come on, Bria. Wake up.
Chat. Oh, Jazzy's here. Jazzy showed up.
Jazzy's here. Oh, just
Jazzy.
Just to bring... She guessed Billie Eilish with me.
She did. Wow. Jazzy, just to bring you up to speed, these are all songs from In Memoriams. So we can remember those we've lost, and I'll also celebrate those we still have. All right, we are next song.
Oh, boy. Trina. Adele.
Correct. Yeah. Can you name the In Memoriam?
It was probably...
You got that fast, by the way.
Thank you. It was probably 2017-ish.
Yep.
And probably the...
TikTok.
I mean, either the Oscars or the Grammys.
Grammys. And it was a full-on In Memoriam only... For George Michael.
Oh.
Straight up. Okay. Because he had died just like a few weeks prior on Christmas.
Sad.
So sad.
Sad. We love you, George Michael.
All right. This one's a deep cut, but it's a big name.
Okay.
Whatever you choose to.
Yes,
Trina.
Yes.
Is it Miley?
Ding, ding, ding. Correct. How?
Ooh,
Trina's,
wow.
Trina's racking up the point. I never knew that you would be such a specialist in Memoriams.
Right.
Yes. The calling.
Wow.
Especially Trina. You were talking smack about me specifically while planning this game. I just thought I would bring it.
It has been brought.
Wow, Trina.
It has been brought. And
it was Miley, like, probably around the time that she sang the climb.
So I'm not going to.
What else?
It wasn't, but I'm not going to spoil it because I'm actually, this next one is actually from the same performance with the singer she was performing with. Big hint.
Ooh.
Only hint and big hint. Rob, let's see where you're at, dude.
Trina. Is it Elton John?
No. Aunt. Wrong. Oh. I'll play it one more time. It's a great song, by the way.
Nobody in the chat? No.
I don't know either. Is it her dad?
Someone in the chat knows. Ready? Jazzy.
Okay, what'd Jazzy say?
Dolly.
Incorrect. Is a male.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jazzy. But she did sing with Dolly once. I think you're right.
She did. This is a...
Yeah, she did.
Here's one more hint. This was a memoriam, but this was actually on a late night talk show performance.
Okay.
Okay, play it one more time.
Oh. Well.
What are we thinking?
I mean, I'm just gonna...
I'm clueless.
Bria, any guesses? Too. No guesses at all.
Blake Shelton.
Rob.
I don't have any guesses. I'm stumped on this one.
And Trina.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, it was on Jimmy Fallon. It was on Jimmy Fallon, but it wasn't Jimmy Fallon. That is my last hint. Hold on, one more play. But you're so hot. You're so close right now. Yeah.
I'm just going to say Black Thought, then.
No, it is Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
I would have never got that one.
No Love Without Freedom. All right, next
That's
one.
Random.
This one's a little bit... This one... We'll see here.
Ooh. Oh, that's...
Oh, Rob.
Trina.
I heard Rob before Trina. I saw the hand go up first, but I heard Rob before Trina.
Sorry. Yes, go Rob.
Alicia Keys?
No, but it's a weird... This was a Grammy performance, and Alicia did perform that night, but this is a different genre singer. It's a genre you don't like.
Okay, well then I think mine's wrong, but I'm gonna say it anyway. In Trina. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tori Kelly.
No, their name has alliteration. Same first consonant as the first and last name.
In heaven.
I want
to cry. Alliteration. Great.
You want to cry? Because the song is Tears in Heaven, by the way.
She's crying. And
yeah,
she's
I know the song.
Right,
I just don't know.
Thanks, Ryan, for filling us in on what the song is.
By the way, I have two tiebreakers that are non-memoriam, just in case. No guesses.
What's the chat saying with this?
The chat
says pink, ? But that's not an alliteration, so...
All right, I'll give you the letter.
Oh, wait.
Yeah?
Oh, wait. No, never mind. It's wrong.
I'll give you the letter.
Continue. Yeah.
The letter is M. Let me play it again.
Even heaven. It's going to make me so mad, I know it.
Female singer starts... first and last name start with M.
What's the year?
2014, I believe.
Mandy Moore?
Oh. No, so close.
2014.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
Bria, any guesses?
No.
Missy Misdemeanor.
Great. Yes. That.
The answer, the correct answer is Maren Morris. Maren Morris.
Oh, I was just listening to her today. The bones.
Maren Morris.
One of my best friends loves Maren Morris. Okay.
Well, you let that friend down today, Rob. And
she's gonna talk trash to me about this.
Kidding.
Ryan's on another level during this game. Keep it coming.
So those are all the memoriams. We have two. They were saved for tiebreakers, but I think we just got to play them to see if anyone can tie Trina, who's up, I believe, 3-1. Yeah.
Ooh.
Here's the next one.
Bria. Do it, Bria.
Bria.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes. 2 seconds in. Two seconds.
Yay!
In. All right, here's the next one.
Rob.
Mm. Rob.
That's easy. That's John Lennon. Imagine.
Yep. John Lennon, Imagine. So Rob and Bria got on the board, but Trina took home the gold tonight.
Yes.
Thank you. Shout out to the chat. Missy in the chat said J-Lo as well. So you get a point too. So did Jazzy, also said J-Lo.
Well done. Well, guys, that was well a sweet game. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, guys.
Take it, Bria.
Let's move into predictions for next week. So our winner this week, Trina, why don't you kick us off?
Yeah. One day, Ryan will cater it right toward you. Predictions for next week. Is it the banana group next week?
Yeah, so next week we'll have Kitty, Banana, Frog, and Rhino.
Okay. I predict that Kitty shocks us again. I also predict that the Rhino gets the boot.
Okay.
For what reason? Nothing specific. I just feel like something's going to get mixed up a little bit. Rob? Oh.
Yes, I'm with you. I have it in my notes too. Rhino is getting the boot for next week. And the frog, I think we're going to have something cool out of the frog next week. I have a feeling because he's been bringing it these past few weeks. So I think since we're going down to the final rounds, I think the frog is going to surprise us this week.
I hope he keeps rapping. That's all I want.
I know.
It's for him to just keep doing his thing.
Right?
Yes.
I'm with you guys. I think the Rhino's going home next week just because I'm looking at my guesses for it was either the Rhino or the Banana. And the guesses for the Banana are still more in the singer artist category versus the Rhino is more, it's not. So I'm thinking they're really getting rid of everyone who aren't actual artists.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think the Rhino 2 is going to go next week. Sorry, Rhino.
Quick from the chat. The chat's making their guesses. And so Jazzy, Kitty is Jackie Evancho, she says. I think she also said that last week. So I think we went there. We got Missy and Tara both saying that the Banana is going home. Mm-hmm. And then the Rhino is a mystery to some, but they like them. But Missy just said that the Rhino is one of the two from Florida Georgia Line.
Oh.
I don't think we've heard that one, but that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, we haven't heard that at all. Ooh, that's interesting.
But Jazzy thinks the Banana is Brett Michaels, and that's all I got from the chat. Predictions tonight.
Okay, great. Well, chat, you guys make sure to keep us updated on your guesses below. Since we can do that now.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, you guys can catch me on Instagram at @BriaWilliams_ and TikTok, as well as Twitter at @TheBriaWilliams.
My turn. Y'all can find me at @HeyTrinaDong on both Twitter and Instagram. And do yourselves a favor and follow Bria on TikTok. Rob?
Yes, it's my turn now. You can find me on Insta at Rob Stilo. That's S-T-E-E-L-O. And yes, please follow Bria on TikTok. I don't follow her, but I'm going to tonight after two you strong should. Recommendations.
Oh my goodness. Well, we love you guys. Your favorite host here at The Mass Singer. Love your support. And we will see you guys next week. Bye. Yes.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.